Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, January 20th, 2020. Thousands of people gathered again in Berlin on Saturday for the annual mass rally Wir haben es satt, or We've Had Enough. According to the organizers, 27,000 demonstrators called on the federal government to provide better support for smaller and organic farms. They criticized that the conventional agricultural industry is being supported at the expense of soil, groundwater, and biodiversity. The motto of this year's rally was Tackling Agricultural Change and Protecting the Climate. Numerous farmers were present as well, and they had gathered in the surrounding area in the early morning with about 170 tractors and drove in several groups to the capital. The demonstration took place for the 10th time on the occasion of the Grüne Woche, or the Green Week, agricultural fair. On Friday, numerous conventional farmers also protested against the federal agricultural policy with a tractor rally. They came to Berlin with up to 1,000 tractors. For them, the environmental protection regulations already go too far. Many conventional farmers are particularly critical of the new fertilizer ordinance and fear losses in their harvests. Georg Janssen, co-initiator of the We've Had Enough demonstration, pointed out that there is an exchange between conventional farmers and organic farmers. Both sides participated in the protests. However, there was not yet enough cooperation because the demands had not yet been agreed upon. Both initiatives agree that they demand more appreciation of farm work and fair prices for their products. Of 277 Real supermarkets in Germany, 12 are located in Brandenburg and 6 in Berlin. They all might disappear soon. Metro Group, which owns the chain, is about to sell them off, and many employees may be facing dismissal. The company announced their intention to sell as early as September of 2018, but the sales process proved to be much more laborious than expected. Metro intends to sell all Real stores in Germany and the online shop real.de to an investor consortium consisting of Xbricks and SCP Group. However, the future owners only want to continue to operate a small number of the stores themselves. The majority of the stores are to be resold to other retailers such as Edeka or Kaufland. According to the Works Council, more than 2,000 Real employees in the Berlin and Brandenburg region have to fear for their jobs. Metro boss Olaf Koch considers the Works Council's estimate of the employees affected by the job cuts to be too high. He emphasized that the group had already agreed on social security for all employees affected by a dismissal for operational reasons. Metro is in the process of being transformed into a pure wholesaler and has therefore already disposed of numerous subsidiaries. In addition to Real, Metro's businesses in China are also being sold. The group has already divested Kaufhof, MediaMarkt, and Saturn. Another government representative who is on the Bundestag's Committee of Inquiry of the Anis Amri case might have to be recused because he was concerned with matters that are now subject to review. This is stated in an email from the Federal Ministry of the Interior to the committee, which was made available to the German press agency. In it, the ministry admits that the representative of the Federal Office for the Protection of the Constitution, who is regularly sent to committee meetings, was involved, quote, on the sidelines in two incidents concerning the surroundings of the assassin Anis Amri. According to the letter, he was specifically involved in a case concerning the Islamist Abu Vala, who was considered the German leader of the terrorist militia Islamic State, and had met with Amri personally. In the other case, it was about a companion who was a friend of Amri's. It's the task of the constitutional protector to intervene in the hearing of witnesses in the committee if internal service matters beyond the subject of the investigation are raised. However, as a person involved in the Amri proceedings, he himself could potentially be considered for the examination of witnesses. Several media outlets have reported on this repeated inconsistency. In 2018, the Federal Ministry of the Interior had admitted to another mistake in the composition of the committee. Earlier, it had become known that an ex-employee of the Office for the Protection of the Constitution, who had been sent by the ministry, had worked there in the Islamism department and was thus a potential witness. The ministry withdrew the woman from the committee. Committee representatives of the left and the Greens reacted indignantly to the new incident. Martina Renner, chairwoman of the left, said about the current case of the constitutional protector, quote, "It's clear that he has so far deliberately concealed his true role." According to Todd's Online, the Green Party member Irina Mihalik criticized, quote, "It's not surprising that the public has the impression that the aim is to control the investigative work in the interest of the federal government." More and more cargo bikes can be seen in the Capitol, as they're an eco-friendly alternative to cars. In November of 2019, the Senate administration presented Berlin-wide binding planning guidelines for freight bicycle parking lots. The districts now can convert car parking spaces on all streets up to a speed limit of 30 kilometers per hour into freight bike parking spaces. According to spokeswoman Dorothy Linden, quote, "Cargo bikes as a climate and environmentally friendly means of transport are a building block of the Verkehrswende, or mobility transition." The Neukölln District Office is planning 5 more areas for cargo bikes, in addition to 4 areas with 2 to 3 parking spaces each. Pankow also wants to designate parking spaces throughout the district in 2020 and the following years. In addition, the cargo bike fleet of the Berlin provider Flotte is to be increased to 120 by spring of 2020. More are to follow in the course of the year. The bikes can be rented for free, and you can find the link to the registration in our show notes. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.